back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and it is Friday. Finally Friday, and it's a glorious Friday, and we have great guests here in the studio today. Our guest joining me this morning to talk about international missions, the Director of Missionary Services, Christian Belke. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us in the studio today and starting your day a little bit earlier.
Just a little bit. It's a wonderful day.
Just like 5 minutes earlier, right?
Right.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do in Missionary Services. You're the new Director of Missionary Services.
I am, and the Director of Missionary Services and Missionary Services in general works to provide support for our missionaries that are on the field, from our short-term missionaries to our career missionaries, providing them with the care that they need, the logistical support getting on and off the field, and just that overall support of making sure that they're cared for and that they can do their job to the best of their ability on the field.
And we have missionaries, as the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we have missionaries serving all around the globe.
Yes, we certainly do, in five different regions and numerous countries.
So to support missionaries like that, it takes quite an effort to help them be safe, to be healthy, and to do what God has given them to do as missionaries. What are some of the things that that missionary support missionary services does to help those missionaries? How do you stay in touch with them? How do you support them?
Sure, that's a great question. There are a number of ways we keep in touch with them, with a regular newsletter that goes out. But more importantly, we have care providers. Deaconess Ellie Coro is one who serves in that position. Her title actually is care coordinator. So she works to keep in regular contact with the missionaries, to see what their needs are. Being new to the position, I'm just getting to know the missionaries, keeping tabs on emergency situations and being in contact and providing what's needed there. And in general, bringing them back in on a regular basis for what we call missionary reconnects, where they come back to the States. They do some support raising, but they also come into the building and we touch base with them face to face. They meet with various people here in the building, and we continue to find out what is their work that they're doing and how can we support them.
Very good. And how long have missionaries been serving in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? Any idea?
Yes, actually, the history of missions within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has quite a history. The first missionaries were actually sent out 120 years ago, 1894, to India. But the history of missions goes back even farther than that. In the 1850s, the Lutheran Church established a mission board, and much of that work was done within the United States at a time when the country itself was expanding, and it wasn't until 1894 that the international side kind of took off. But there's a great book about history of missions called Into All the World, and it was written in the 1920s by a seminary professor from St. Louis who discusses the history of missions and specifically the history of Lutheran missions.
So we've been preparing and sending out missionaries for quite some time. As you said, it started in about 120 years ago, sending missionaries to India. And now we see that churches are doing quite well in India. And as a matter of fact, quite often we have Reverend Stanish Stanley from India Evangelical Lutheran Church here, and he quite often attests to the work of Lutheran Church Missouri Synod missionaries who contributed to the bringing the gospel there. Do you have to be a pastor to serve as a missionary?
No, you do not. There are many opportunities to serve, and divided into time lengths as well as different opportunities. If we look at just the career missionaries and what they are called to do, There are a variety of tasks. Certainly, there's a great need for pastors on the field to go out and to proclaim the gospel and to administer the sacraments to those that they are serving. But there's also a great need for the mercy and the work that is being done, whether it's medical work or care of orphans or the care of those with disabilities, the care of widows. And so as career missionaries are being called, there are those opportunities, whether it be a business manager or volunteer coordinators or those who will serve in a medical capacity. There are more opportunities than just pastoral care.
So you mentioned career missionaries. I would assume those are folks who are serving long term, whether it be, as you said, as a pastor or in mercy type work. What about those who serve in a shorter term rather than going for a long term career? What are some of the things that one can do as a short term missionary?
Excellent question. We have kind of two branches of shorter term. One that we call the short-term missions, which would be teams and individuals who have an interest to go out and to do work and to see what happens on the field. And oftentimes our teams go for 10 to 14 days. Our individuals may go anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 months. And there are a variety of applications of that, from theological education by those who have advanced degrees and can go to one of our partner church seminaries and teach courses, to leading a vacation Bible school, to working in some of the mercy work that's needed around the world. Then there's the longer of the short term, which would be our geo. Sometimes it is referred to as long term to distinguish it from the career and the short term. Typically, they are 2 years or more. And geo is short for globally engaged in outreach. And they, again, address a number of needs that have been identified by our partner churches and our regional directors, and they spend those years developing relationships with the local people and serving the needs.
You mentioned our partner churches. How important is it that we work together with partner churches?
It's incredibly important. That relationship with the partner church is one that can't be taken lightly and has to be well respected and honored. It is a partnership. It's not in an imperial sense of us coming in and doing things, but it's us coming in and working with them and responding to needs that they identify, so that the work that is being done is mutually beneficial.
So when missionaries are sent out into a new community, they're not there to bring necessarily Western culture, Western civilization. They're there to bring the gospel and to get to know the local culture. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. To proclaim the gospel and where we have pastors to administer the sacraments and preach the word faithfully. Mm-hmm. And yes, not to bring Western culture in, but to examine the way in which the gospel can shape and encourage the people there.
Absolutely. Well, we need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, I want to talk more about opportunities, what the needs are and what opportunities there might be for our listeners to be involved, to maybe even consider being a missionary, and how they might support, how we might support our missionaries that are already serving. So stick around, listeners, as we're talking with our friends from Office of International Mission. We're talking today with Christian Belke, Director of Missionary Services here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Stick around for more His Time right after this.
God said, "I, even I, am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." A beautiful assurance for you and me from the one who gave you the God-man of Calvary. I'm Mark Hawkinson. Join me for scripture, music, trivia, stories on the lighter side, encouragement from God's side. That's Moments of Assurance weekdays from noon to 1 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO, underwritten by Mid-American Coaches.
During the season of Lent, many Christians spend extra time reading special devotions that focus our hearts and minds on the Savior. But for many Christians around the world, these kinds of devotions don't exist because no one has ever translated them into their languages. The Lutheran Heritage Foundation is working to change the situation by translating and publishing children's Bible story books, the catechism, hymnals, and devotion books into the languages of the world. To learn about this mission, visit lhfmissions.org.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Welcome back to His Time. We are talking today with Christian Belke. He's Director of Missionary Services here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And before we went to break, we talked about a little bit about the history of missionaries in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and what some of the opportunities. There are career missionaries, long-term missionaries, short-term, and geo-missionaries. So there are a variety of ways to serve, and you don't necessarily have to be a pastor. There are a variety of settings in which to serve. You mentioned theological education, mercy work. I know we've talked about the medical mercy teams as well. So there are a variety of ways for mission for the lay person as well as the theologically trained person or the clergy person can serve in missions. What if someone's listening today and they think, maybe that's something that might be a good match for me. I've been thinking about it, or that might be something for my son or daughter or my brother or sister or someone in the family. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say, please get in contact with us. There are so many opportunities for service. Through the programs that we currently have, specifically right now in the short-term program, that both the individuals and teams, as well as the GEO and career. For more information about the career missionaries, our career recruiter is Dan McMiller. Mm-hmm. He and Aaron Alter work together to recruit GOs as well as careers, and they're looking for people to serve. As you may know, at the last convention, in convention, Synod passed a resolution to double the number of career missionaries over the next 3 years. So that is a big chore in front of us, and recruitment is really a key piece of that. Mm-hmm. And so if you're out there listening and you have a desire to serve, you know, please contact us. And we can kind of get that ball rolling. In particular, there are needs in Asia, in Africa, in the Eurasia region, which includes Europe and Western Asia. And for the GEOs, a lot of English teaching. Our partner churches have really requested a number of English teachers to come in and to work with their students in their various schools and to do that. For short-term needs, we have a need for a number of teams. In fact, there's still some openings for some teams in Poland this summer. If you are interested in or able to put a team together, you know, I would encourage you to contact us. My coworker, Sandy Kohlmeier, works a lot with teams, and I also work with teams as well. Individuals, if you're out there, you're looking for a summer experience, if you are looking for an opportunity to serve for a month or two, we certainly would welcome your application and look to find the best opportunity. I have a number of people getting ready to go out. In fact, a couple of Lutheran school teachers even who are finishing up their service, retiring and going to serve in Hong Kong and Macau for a period of time, serving as English teachers, serving in that education role, and having the opportunity then to build relationships with those people and have an opportunity to share the gospel with them as well.
So if one's interested in serving as an English as a foreign language EFL teacher, they can get in touch with Erin. I have her number here, Erin Alter, 314-996-1746, if you're thinking about maybe serving as an English as a foreign language teacher. Europe, Africa, and Asia seem to be the areas that where that need is.
Absolutely.
So beyond serving as an English, as a foreign language teacher, other opportunities that you're aware of?
Yes, there are. We do have, you know, opportunities. You had mentioned before the Mercy Medical Teams. And while we assist with the coordination of the Mercy Medical Teams, Jacob Feeney, is in charge of those teams and works with Maggie Carner to put those together. And they have a number of trips, and you can see those on the LCMS website. And I believe there's a trip coming up to Africa and a number of others scheduled out for the fall and the winter, where they will go and provide specifically medical assistance and clinics and work for the people in those areas. They've established relationships with NGOs, the non-governmental organizations, and work to bring care and help to the people there.
And so there are a number of opportunities. If you're listening today and have questions and want to know how you can get connected with one of these programs, the Church Information Center, the Church Info Center, is always a great resource as well. And that number is 888-843-5267, 888-843-5267. They can get you connected to the right place, get you the right information that you need if you're listening today and wanting to find out more about one of these opportunities, whether it be the Mercy Medical Teams, being a GO, and English as foreign language teacher. Any other opportunities that you have on your list today that you wanted to highlight today, Christian, or anything else that you wanted to point us to?
Well, you know, one of the things that often gets asked in regards to becoming a missionary or even going out on a short-term volunteer trip is, how will I be prepared?
We don't just put you on a plane and send you to the other side of the world with no training, right?
Right, right. And there are a number of ways in which we work to provide that training for the people who are going out. In particular, for the career missionaries and our GOs that go out, we do offer a two-week orientation. Previously, it had been done once a year, every June. Starting this past February, we had a winter orientation and had the opportunity to visit and prepare this new group of missionaries to go out. And in fact, we're already in preparations for the June orientation. You know, we're looking at a potential of, I think, 30 to 40 missionary participants plus their families, and a great opportunity to bring them in and to give them just the start of the tools. There's so much that can be done. You can't accomplish everything, but
that was a busy 2 weeks. You all packed as much as you could. I think you packed a year's worth into 2 weeks. I saw you all here running around back and forth to meetings and all the, and I saw the lineup of a lot of the things that you were offering for the missionaries as they were preparing to go out. And it was quite a bit packed into 2 weeks. So there's a lot to be learned, a lot to be gained during that time. And the services that you provided for them was, as I saw the fair, if you will, that was going on over in the Commons that one day of all the resources and services that they might need when they're preparing or once they're overseas. And just phenomenal.
Yeah, it is. It's a great 2 weeks, you know, from theological training with Chaplain Whedon and others, and discussion of, you know, what is the mission of the church, to the very practical, you know, pieces of information about healthcare and about, you know, the physical, mental, spiritual well-being of our individuals and their families.
Passports and visas. And
absolutely. Yeah. All the little details, mm-hmm. As well as support and training, in the area of communications, how to communicate with your home congregation, with those who are supporting you, you know, in this trip, and even in this endeavor, this call to a new vocation.
I saw they even had a workshop with our photojournalist,
yes,
with Eric, and saw some of the photos they've been preparing, and how the quality of the photos that is improving from our missionaries, you know, who went through that. I saw some great photos come out of that. So even something, as you said, those simple earthly things that help us communicate what it is that we're doing as missionaries around the globe, so that those of us back here can see what's happening in those mission opportunities and be a part of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Seeing those pictures really communicates the context in which they're working. It's easy to say, well, somebody's in India, but to see the pictures, mm-hmm. and to even see some videos now with the advances in technology and see just the difference in what they're experiencing, it's a great opportunity for others to become engaged in the work that's going on.
Absolutely. It gives us a sense of what's going on there, so that we have some ownership, if you will. We're, as you said, engaged. I think that's a better word. We're more engaged for those of us who are back here at home.
So, absolutely.
How do we go about raising funds to support our missionaries? How are funds raised for this mission work?
Funds are raised But in a number of ways. Mm-hmm. One of the primary ways is when these missionaries are called, they go out to their home congregation, they go out to other congregations, mm-hmm. Who invite them to come in. They do talk about the work that they're doing, and in that way, they gain supporters and donors, That helps build a fund and a foundation for their work. Mm-hmm. We also have a wonderful donor base within the Synod that gives generously to the work of missions in general, and that also provides a foundation to be able to continue carrying out the gospel to the ends of the earth.
And if someone wants to support, they can certainly do that through the website as well. They can go to the lcms.org website to support our missions as well.
Yes, they can.
Anything else that you want to share with us today? We've talked about career missionaries, long-term missionaries, short-term and geo, with a variety of ways to serve. Anybody really could look into it and see if it's a good match. You don't necessarily have to be, as we mentioned earlier, you don't have to be a pastor. You can even through the training here receive training in a specific area to help you feel more prepared and be equipped to go out and do whatever the work is that's set before you in these mission opportunities. Anything else you want to share with us as we wrap up our time together? We've got just about 2 minutes left.
Sure. Yeah, I think as we wrap up, one of the important things to remember is to pray for our missionaries, to pray for those who have been sent out to proclaim the gospel, but also to pray for our pastors and to pray for those who serve us at home. The gospel being preached, whether it is close or far, and the sacraments being given is an important task, and we pray for those who do that work. And, you know, ultimately, it's my goal in prayer that those who do have the opportunity to go and serve come home and find expanded arenas and new areas and ideas and ways in which they can serve their community so that the word of the Lord may be praised.
To find out more, you can visit lcms.org/service. You can check that out, and that lists a variety of service opportunities. The Serve Now button takes you to the opportunity database as well, so you can find out where the needs are. And there are videos there. You can pull up information for your congregation if you're thinking about serving as a teacher. And all the opportunities right there, even the applications to serve are right there on the website, lcms.org/service, and find out more about serving as an international missionary. Did I get it right?
You did. Fantastic.
Well, Christian, it's been fun chatting with you today, and I thank you for spending some time with us here on His Time, coming into the studio and starting your day a little bit earlier here on Friday on His Time to spend some time with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
God's blessings to you and those who are serving. And we try to check in with our missionaries from time to time, too, as well here at Worldwide KFUO. Well, coming up in a little bit, we're going to join together for our study of the daily lectionary with Pastor Timothy Rossow from Bethany Lutheran Church in Naperville, Illinois. I hope you can join us for that conversation. Stick around for more His Time right after this.